Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Slawiasko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplements. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. Today, we're going to explore the difference between pain and discomfort. Now, what started the thought process for these topics? Timing. I recorded this around my 74th birthday. I said when this podcast season began that I would give you an update periodically, so that's a small part of it, but because it involves differentiating between pain and discomfort, I felt the need to explain the difference, mostly so that you can respond in kind when you have similar challenges. So let's begin with something you should never ignore: chest pain or discomfort. I have one strict rule. When in doubt, check it out. In this case, if the pain is severe and you can't breathe, sort of like an elephant sitting on your chest, call emergency services immediately. Don't try to drive to your physician's office or even the ER. Call emergency services in your area and keep the phone line open until they get there. Never, never, ever ignore chest pain. But what about discomfort? Maybe you have a pain in your left arm and you've heard that that could be signs of a heart attack. Or you have a sharp pain in your chest or between your shoulder blades. Or maybe it's a dull ache. Look, we live in the age of telemedicine. If you have any type of healthcare insurance, you can be online in a matter of minutes to talk to a nurse, physician's assistant, or doctor to ask questions and get professional answers. I don't mean a search engine with AI. I mean a qualified healthcare professional. It's a process of elimination, but you don't know the correct questions to ask. They do. You may have strained a muscle or torn a cartilage between your ribs or have gallbladder issues. They can guide you through it. But if you have any doubt, check it out. If you get the sense that pain and discomfort are subjective, you're absolutely right. We all seem to have a different tolerance for pain, depending on the location. Here is a loose definition, and it's about as subjective as you might expect. Pain is a physical sensation which prevents a person from living their life in a normal fashion. The pain makes it difficult, if not impossible, to carry out the normal functions of life, whether it involves movement, sitting, sleeping, or even just sitting there and thinking. Discomfort is a physical sensation that can impede a person from conducting day-to-day activities. Now, the discomfort can make day-to-day activities challenging, but still doable, although not at the same level as normal. Discomfort is the result, maybe, of deteriorating joints from arthritis, but it's also a part of rehabilitation from surgeries for orthopedic issues as well. Overdoing exercise can result in discomfort. Worst pain I've experienced? Kidney stone, without a doubt. It's probably the only thing that can come close to childbirth a man can experience. At least that's what I've been told. I can't comment any further on that one. Discomfort? Well, I've had my share, and that leads to part of my update. About a year ago, from when I recorded this in 2025, I developed pain in the front of my shoulders. For those familiar with anatomy, it would be in the general region of the acromion process, the front of the shoulder. That's near where the long head of the bicep attaches. It would ache so bad that it would wake me up during the night. It wasn't related to the rotator cuff muscles. But not only did it ache while sleeping, I couldn't lift anything heavy above my head. And the strangest thing was that when I walked, both arms ached in that region. Once so bad, I had to stop walking, if you can believe that. Unreal. About the beginning of this year, when I announced my quest to get to a normal body weight, I also decided to increase my upper body strength. With both long heads of the bicep torn, that limits the gains that can be made. I couldn't do a single push-up. I couldn't bench press more than 20 pounds. I mean, 20 pounds, people. I began with light weights, 5 to 10 pounds, but I did as many reps as I could. About 3 months ago, I decided to increase the weights to the amount I could handle for 6 to 8 repetitions. It's been a grind, but I've definitely added muscle in my upper body as well as my legs. I began bench pressing with 40 pounds, and now I'm up to 85 for 3 sets of 8 reps. As for push-ups, which are more like really half push-ups for now, I've gone from 0 to 25 on the day that I recorded this. But the most important thing is that the discomfort is gone. No issues sleeping, no issues walking. It all depends on the joint or joints involved, but I've always believed you can make things better by making the surrounding muscle stronger to compensate for muscle tears or other weaknesses. What I would recommend is that you get a professional assessment and find a physical therapist or a trainer who can get you started properly as to form and how to progress. I still got a long way to go, but it's been positive. Now, I couldn't handle this topic without talking about DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. It happens most frequently with weight training, but it can happen with the current novelty of high-intensity interval training as well. Well, what is it like? Picture this. If you've ever helped someone move, you might have experienced it. Walking up and down flights or flights of stairs, carrying boxes or furniture, up the ramp and into the truck. Multiply that times 100 round trips. You don't necessarily feel it that night or even the next day. But the day after, about 36 hours later, that's delayed onset muscle soreness. How about a little kinesiology? When you decrease the angle of a joint, that's called flexion, and it's a concentric movement. The muscle is shortening to produce the force to lift an object. Returning to the beginning position is called extension, as the muscle gets longer. That's the eccentric part of the movement. When you intentionally resist the lengthening by slowly lowering the weight, that can cause more muscle tearing, depending on the amount of weight. Now, more muscle tearing means the muscle will grow back larger. However, if you have someone help you lift the weight heavier than you can yourself into a flex position, and you really try to resist it while extending the muscle, that creates more muscle damage and, in theory, helps the muscle grow back bigger. Can you overdo it? Well, typically we have a lot more common sense than that, but driven people who want to see major gains, they can overdo it. The worst example I've ever seen was an experienced weightlifter who did a massive chest workout. Extreme, delayed onset muscle soreness caused so many tears in the muscle tissue that it resulted in excessive swelling. In this case, the only way to relieve the pressure was to cut through the skin and the fascia from shoulder to shoulder all across his chest. Not to gross you out more than I have, the pictures look like a sausage has split open. To be clear, that's extremely rare. In that so few people lift weights at that level, the odds it happens to you and I are small. But that's delayed onset muscle soreness taken to an extreme. Well, how about the rest of my goals? I really haven't focused on my dietary intake to have a major impact on my weight yet. I've gotten on track with both weight training as well as aerobic training. I'll begin focus on the goal of getting to a normal body weight and, more importantly, maintaining it. I'm looking forward to reporting the results from that effort later in 2025. Well, I hope you've got a better understanding of the difference between pain and discomfort, as well as the purpose of eccentric exercise. Slowly returning a weight to starting position during the eccentric phase will help you stimulate muscle growth more than you could right now. And remember, never, never, ever ignore chest pain. That's all the time I have for this episode. If you like this podcast, please hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.